This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Right, so here's our friend Momo. This is on NBA Today on ESPN, and apparently Ramona has the solution to Jonathan Kuminga and the Warriors and their standoff.
I think he's going to be on the Warriors, and the only question is how much are they paying him? I think there's an easy solution here, which is that the Warriors give him an extra year. It'll be like a 2+1 where he has a little more control over his career. It's a little more guaranteed money. And I do think the Warriors see him as somebody who's, if he wants to call it a building block, I don't know if I would call it that, but somebody they want around for a long time because they have 35-year-olds on their team. And I know the owner, Joe Lacob, has told him this, that he loves Jonathan Kuminga. He's the reason that they have never included him in trades, because they see the potential in him. But the question is not whether he's going to be back, but what kind of attitude is he going to have. If it is he's been spurned and he's got a bad attitude,
good point,
he's going to sit on the bench, that's not going to help them. But they didn't really use him that much once they traded for Jimmy Butler. It was sort of Jimmy or Kuminga, and they went 23-7 when they traded for Jimmy towards the end of the year.
Okay, how do you feel about that idea, which is we're not going to lop on more per year, but we'll guarantee at least basically the second year? Because right now the reported offer is a 1+1. Ramona says make it a 2+1, and you probably get Jonathan to say yes. So in other words, this turns into a 3-year, call it, what, $67, $68 million deal, with the third year not being guaranteed. How do you feel about that?
Well, who gets the option in the third year? Would it be the team option?
Probably,
in the third year?
Yeah, because
he's not going to want to do this.
Well, I don't think she's saying that for nothing. She talks to agents.
I get it, but I don't know why, if he wants to have his control sooner rather than later, I don't know why he would add on an extra year just to get guaranteed money to be a Golden State Warrior.
It's a lot of money.
I understand that.
I mean, you're now turning that $8 million qualifying offer guarantee into 45. That's a lot of, that's $37 million.
It is, and it's 2 years of being somewhere where you feel like they're holding you down and you're not able to play the way you want to play. I'm not disputing the money aspect of it, and I don't honestly know what Kuminga's motivation is. You saw some reports earlier that he fancies himself as, you know, Cade Cunningham level and Scotty Barnes level, and that's what he wanted when he was eligible for the rookie max, and he didn't get that. And so now here we are looking at a qualifying offer for 7.9. So I do think as we get closer to the deadline, which would be October essentially, you get to that deadline and his tune may change. And like you're saying, if he gets 2 years guaranteed and a third year, which is an option, so you get $45 million guaranteed, but you got to be a Warrior and you give up your ability to control your future,
maybe
you get to that point and you realize, I mean, 45 is, that's a nice chunk of change.
A lot of money.
You know, I have thought all along that they're going to make it work, and I still think that they can make it work.
Well, here's my question, and this is why what she says is not a solution. It's maybe the next step, but it's not a solution, because they even ended the conversation by questioning what Jonathan's attitude would be when he gets here. So when you say, and I'll agree with you to a point, when you say, oh, they'll work it out, the contract is not working it out. That's not working it out. That's step one. My concern all along has had nothing to do with money. I honestly have arrived at a point where if you're just talking about the player or the money aspect, I don't even care. Why would I care? If Jonathan can be on the team, be on the team. If he's on another team, be on another team. But wherever you are you ready to be happy to be there, number one? And number two, are you ready to do what that team asks you to do? That's my only question here. Maybe he will get to cook with the Warriors. Maybe Jimmy will get hurt and miss 60 games. And everything will just be perfect because Jonathan will get his 23 a night. But this is forever, and I know what I'm branded as. I know I'm the biggest Jonathan hater this side of the Mississippi. I know. It has actually, on the real, nothing to do with that. What it has to do with is I don't have any faith that this discord can be fixed. I don't have any faith that Jonathan is going to want to do what the Warriors want him to do, or that the Warriors will see Jonathan as being the person that they need in that role. If both of those sides could affect, like, that's the contract I want to see. I want a 3-year, I'll do what you say as long and you play me contract. That's what I want. That I would sign up for right now.
Right. And I don't know if that is completely out of the question, but
seems like it right
well,
now.
Well, and it depends on what he really wants to do first and foremost with the most passion. If it is to go out there and play 30, 32 minutes a night and shoot whenever he wants to shoot and attack the basket and go out there and cook, well, like you always say, that job is not available here. So the Warriors want him to cook at times when it's your turn to cook, sure, but rebound, defend, hustle, make the smart play, do all of the little things that lead to winning basketball. And if Kuminga doesn't want to do that or he's not able to, and the Warriors aren't able to or don't want to allow him to go out there and do what he wants to do, then it doesn't matter to me if you're going to add on an extra year. That just tells me that, you know, if he takes that deal that Ramona's laying out, 2 plus a team option, well, then maybe the money's more important than him being able to cook, because he's not going to be able to cook like he wants here.
The money is always more important, number one. But number two, you got to remember there's no other option. There's no other option.
Well, the option is to take the qualifying offer and then you're out of here in a year.
Not a good
That's
option.
An option.
But it's not
but
a
it's
good
an
one.
Option.
Yeah, but it's so nuclear that, A, you're leaving now in this scenario. You're leaving almost $40 million on the table. That's number one. And number two, you're also then, I think, showing up with middle fingers up in the air. And then how much are you going to play? And then what position are you putting yourself in for a free agent contract next year? And what do the Warriors do this year while everybody is all in disagreement about it? That's my issue. My issue is I just would like everyone to be on the same page. And I know there's no way to contractually guarantee stuff like that. But that's my conversation for Jonathan. Jonathan, you want another year? Cool. Do you promise not to call Shams if we have a night that you don't like? If it's only 18 minutes, are we on Twitter after the game? That's the kind of stuff that I'm like, there's no room for this. There's no room for this. You're not the coach. And you can disagree and you have half of this city on your side. That's fine. But at the end of the day, you're not the coach. You're also not the star. You're not. You have not achieved these things in this league. That's not the position you're in. Y'all have a very healthy retort with regard to the idea that the Warriors have held him down incorrectly. That's fine. But the bottom line for me is the bottom line. You're not the coach. You're not the star. So you're not in charge. That's it. And either you play under those guidelines or then no deal.
Well, he has played under those guidelines. I don't think that you're accurately portraying what he's been for 4 years. Whether or not he and his camp reached out to Shams one time a tweet came out. This is not somebody who is...
That's not true.
That's the only tweet you have.
All summer long, they've been flying reporters to Cleveland.
This is a back and forth negotiation. This is a back and forth. This is garden variety negotiating. This is not the regular season. Kuminga never took himself out of a game.
No, he
didn't go into pout mode. He didn't spend a whole season like Jordan Poole trying to go to the hoop every time he got the ball because he wanted to play his way in. He wanted to play the way that he wanted to play.
I think the Warriors would disagree with that last sentence. The first two, you're absolutely right. Jonathan has been an awesome soldier. He has not made waves. All of those things true. Has he conducted himself in an X's and O's way, the way that they've asked him to? I'd argue no. I don't believe
the
Warriors...
Well, they would probably say that he's not doing everything that they ask him to do, but that is... I mean, it's been 4 years, and I don't think that he, other than a couple of instances we can remember where he kind of didn't go after rebounds because maybe he didn't feel like pursuing the basketball, but he's out there playing. When he's allowed to play, he plays hard. He may not play the way they want him to play, but I don't think it's fair to portray him as a malcontent or somebody who doesn't give the effort.
I'm not calling it out effort. I'm not calling him a malcontent. I'm saying you're not the coach. You're not
in
charge.
Of course, nobody's the coach.
We are asking you to do these things on the court when you're playing, and they believe, and this is not me making this up, they believe that that has not usually been handled correctly.
It doesn't happen
that
as often
why,
as they would like,
that,
which is
that,
why they give him DNPs
exactly
in the most important
right
games.
They're not doing it to be mean.
Of course. So if you're Kuminga, I come back to this then. If he has a difference of opinion over the way he's handled, and I believe that he does,
yes,
then why would you sign up for two and a third-year option?
That's a fair question.
Because you, yes, the money, but if you're Kuminga, you're thinking, after I play 1 year here, I'm good enough and young enough, someone's going to pay me, and then I'll be able to show you exactly who I am. So I don't think that he's leaving any money on the table necessarily, unless he plays on the qualifying offer and he doesn't get any real offer out there. It's risky.
Or snaps his leg. I mean, like, I do think players think that
way.
That
got dark.
Well, I mean, look, like, that's how you have to think, isn't it? You know what I mean? Like, I do think, like, to your point, If all that's guaranteed in this current offer is $22 million, then it does make it easier to take eight. But if you guarantee 45, that gets pretty brazen to still take eight. And I don't think he would do that.
That depends on how badly you want to play somewhere else. And if you're looking at 2 years and a team option, you're looking at 3 years. So for sure, it's 2 years and $45 million. Two seasons of, do I get to play today, Steve? Do I get to play? Do I get to shoot today, Steve? Am I going to be allowed to maybe get the ha-ha? Or do I have to wait for Jimmy to stub his toe
before I
get to play?
Are you going to rebound?
Oh, he rebounds, but not as much as they'd like.
Okay. Well, then that's why there's always
right.
a middle
totally
ground.
I totally understand.
There's a middle ground.
And the middle ground involves Kuminga having to do things maybe that he doesn't want to do as much as he wants to go out there and be the man.
Right.
And those are the reports we heard, that he wants to be able to go out there and ball and show everyone what a good player he can be. And he won't be able to do that here. So is it $45 million? Is that enough of a carrot to spend two more years and give up control of your future so that you can be a guy who doesn't play in the highest leverage games?
I totally get your concept, but what's absent here is another option. Like, he doesn't have an option. And I know you'll say the qualifying offer, but to me, that's way too expensive of an option. Nobody leaves $40 million on the table because you're annoyed. Like, I don't think. Like, we've never seen... I don't know that there's precedent for that. So I would be very surprised.
I think Nerlens Noel left that money or more on the table.
And it didn't go well.
No, it didn't.
And I also think, and you know that we know her well.
Very well.
Ramona is not saying this as like, oh, I woke up with an idea. Like, Ramona is speaking to Jonathan's agent. Ramona is speaking to Mike Dunleavy. Ramona is speaking to these people, and she believes that that is what would get it done. And so she's probably right.
Yeah, I wonder about the Kuminga camp, because already in my assessment from the outside, they've screwed the pooch seven ways from Sunday. They asked for too much when he had a rookie extension that was possible. They should have settled it then. And since then, I think that his agency has made mistake after mistake in how they've handled it and what they could have gotten and all the rest of it. And now you're sitting here in mid-August, we're getting into late August, and he's got no resolution, and his client may be anchoring himself, tethering himself to the team that he clearly doesn't want to be on for three more years when this all could have been handled a year ago?
Again,
a year ago, you could have reached a reasonable negotiation with the Warriors, and they would have traded him by now.
I think that what's actually happening here, and again, this is just a hypothetical, but what's actually happening here, you're right, you do cede some control, but you can't have control right away. You could have it a year from now. That's a long time. A lot of things can happen. But what you're giving is the Warriors' ability to not only see if they can find a different way to play you, but as we all know, let's be real, this gives the Warriors the option to trade him and get the same value back. And therefore, they can trade him wherever they want to trade him. But Jonathan seems, at least according to these reports, he seems open to going almost anywhere. But the trade-off, at least you're, in other words, Dibs, if you're going to give control to the Warriors, at least you're making them pay for it. They have to buy that control. And that control to Jonathan, he's already got eight for sure. And they're like, we'd like to buy control.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Troll. For we'll give you 14 more. And he's like, no. And they're like, how about 37 more? Okay, that's more like it. I think is how, that's just me guessing.
Yep.
And that's Ramona reporting. I think that's a pretty compelling number to buy the control.
Yeah. Yes. But then if you're Kuminga, you probably would go back and say, I'll do that, but let's make it a player option for year three. And the Warriors will say no.
Correct.
Because I think Kuminga.
Correct.
If I'm Kuminga and I'm really unhappy playing for the Warriors, and I don't know that he is, but just hypothetically, let's say he really doesn't want to be a Warrior, you're looking at two more seasons of Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond, and I'll get to play when they decide I'll get to play. And I know if he rebounds and does all these other things, maybe he gets more minutes. But ultimately, the biggest rat on the table, brought to you by ATCO Pest Control, is that he doesn't fit offensively. So if it's Jimmy and Draymond and Steph out there, Jonathan doesn't fit with that trio. So you can rebound and assist your butt off. You can defend as hard as you can. He's not going to be an offensive fit with that trio.
I want to further the comment that you made also, and this is, I think, in reference to Ron Krojcik's article in the Chronicle, which suggests that based on his reporting, Jonathan is ready to compare himself, sees himself as a Cade Cunningham or a Scotty Barnes. I don't know if those words directly came out of Jonathan's mouth. I don't know where that came from, though I trust Ron with just about anything reporting-wise.
I think that was from an NBA executive who said that that's what he's hearing that they're thinking.
If Jonathan thinks he's Cade Cunningham, oh boy. Jonathan is not Cade Cunningham.
No, I agree. And
like,
you can,
holy hell.
Well, and again, we've been through this so many times, his fellow draft class mates and what they got, and a bunch of them who are better and who've had a chance to be better, they got the max. And even Jalen Green, he got 3 years and $105 million or so, and he has since been traded. So that's where I look at his agent and say, y'all missed the boat, because there was there was probably a contract out there after year three that was still going to be bigger than what they're having to face right now.
Maybe. I mean, from what I've heard, those conversations with the last offseason never, and you could make the case that you're making easily, but they never got down the road to an official offer. Now, maybe that was just because numbers were thrown about and they were so far off that everyone went, let's table it, see you later.
Right. If he's saying, I want Scotty Barnes and Cade money, and the Warriors are saying, how about 4 and 100?
Right.
And they're, you know, $20 million a year apart, then it's like, yeah, we'll see you. Play another year and we'll get back to you.
I do think, though, that I will say, based on what I've heard, this idea that Jonathan, quote unquote, turned down X amount of dollars, not quite accurate. I don't think there was ever actually an offer. I think people probably kicked tires and went, now let's kick rocks. That's probably the way that went.
Right. Scotty Barnes got 5 years and 224, which is, I mean, that's like 42 or 43 a year. So 45 a year. And Trey Murphy got 4 and 112. And
what'd you say? 5 and 224?
5, 224.
Yeah. Almost 45.
Right. And so he sees those and...
Come on, Doc.
I mean, and he's not that player. And he's not Şengün, who got 5 and 185. But Trey Murphy, 4 and 112. All these other contracts, I think he could have slotted himself in a little bit below those guys and still gotten...
Maybe.
You know, 4 years and 110.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like the owner of the team really wants this to work. He wants it to work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.